Well, hope you're all set now for the ball game with plenty of the crisp refresher Valentine beer. See for yourself why over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day. We're all set now for the Yankee baseball game, so let's go down and pick up the starting lineup.
Gary Kikes, center field. Carl Yastrzemski, left field. Frank Malzone, third base. Lou Putin, right field. Keith Runnels, first base. Russ Nixon, catching. Humphrey Green, shortstop. Tracy Salad, pitching. For the Yankees, Bobby Richardson leads off, second base. Tony Kubek, shortstop. Roger Maris, center field. Yogi Berra, left field. Johnny Blanchard, right field. Elston Howard, catching. Bill Charon, first base. Cleef Boyer, third base. Bill Stafford, pitching. Our broadcast today will be joined by the Armed Forces Radio Service, short-waving this broadcast around the world to our troops, our boys and girls in service, ladies and gentlemen in service, wherever they may be stationed. And a warm hello from the USA and from Yankee Stadium. This final game of the season will be getting underway just a little bit past two. The umpires have not yet come out. They're in the dugout. Now they're starting out. Bill Kinnaman will be at home plate. John Flaherty at first base, Jim Hunnicik at second, and Al Salerno at third base. And as they go over the ground rules, I should like to take a moment to extend thanks to many folks, to all of you people who have tuned in this season and have been so kind, and those who have taken the trouble to write us and give us constructive criticism, as well as letters of appreciation. It has always been the philosophy of all of us here that on any given day we may say something or do something that may not be just exactly the liking of someone listening in. But it is also our philosophy not to deliberately do any such thing. Right now, our national anthem. Takes the pitch low outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Schilling hitting 259. Some of the Reds are here today, pitching coach Jim Turner, former Yankee coach, along with Joey Jay and former Yankee catcher Darrell Johnson. Next pitch inside, ball two. Two balls, no strike. A 2-0 pitch. It's in there, 2-1. The 2-1 pitch to the right-hand batter, curve over, strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. and the 2-2 pitch. Curve swung on and missed. Strike three. Shelling tried to hold back, but couldn't. And now up comes Gary Geiger. Batting 234. Carl Yastrzemski to follow. In comes the pitch. Over. Strike one. Nothing in one. Stafford with a record of 13-9. Into the windup, the pitch, the left-hand batter's low and inside. Stafford 1-0 against Boston. One ball, one strike. Foyer station, close at third, and the pitch. Curve inside, ball 2-2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Some of them in the Red Sox bullpen are riding Yogi. Yogi turned around and points at Maris. He'll go get it if he hits in the left center. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off the playoff foot of Geiger. Yogi's playing Gary straightaway left, and Maris shaded a little to right center. The Yogi faces the left field line. Two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 pitch. High ball three. Full count, 3-2. The 3-2 delivery is in there. Call strike three. Came in the pitch that looked as if it was going to be high, and it threw him a high sinker, actually. He dropped in for the third call strike. Now Carl Yastrzemski batting 266. Here's the pitch. It's in there, strike one, nothing in one. This time of the year, as fall sets in, the shadows are out on the field much earlier than they would otherwise be. The sun's in a different position. The one-strike pitch is high and away. Already shadows cast the catcher and batter in shadow. Scarron and the right fielder in shadow. A 1-1 count. And the pitch. Outside. Ball 2-2-1. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled off its plate. Count remains 2-2. Overcome 2-2. A 2-2 count on Carl Yastrzemski. Now the 2-2 offering. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Fastball is sailed away from him, and Stafford strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of the first half, the first inning, Boston nothing. New York coming to bat. The golden mellow flavor of today's Ballantine beer. Where does it come from? It comes from Ballantine's own golden harvest. From golden grains, specially grown, specially harvested. And Golden Harvest hops, costlier premium hops that vine ripen for 2 weeks longer than any others. These gifts of the Golden Harvest bring you the golden mellow taste, the naturally more refreshing taste of today's Valentine beer.
So have a golden, golden Valentine, some Valentine, Golden Harvest time, refreshing and mellow every time. Golden mellow Valentine, Valentine beer.
Next time, better make it Valentine, America's finest since 1840.
First inning. Bobby Richardson leads off. Tony Kubek's on deck, and Roger Maris follows. Tracy Stollard with a record of 2-6, right-hander. Ready to work. And the pitch is bunted right toward the mound. Stollard has it on a hop, throws to first to Reynolds, and there's one away. Bobby's been bunting a lot lately, getting in some bunting practice. Now Tony Kubek comes up. Batting 274. The right-hander to the windup, the pitch is high outside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. And the 1-0 pitch. It's in there. Strike one. 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball over. Strike two. 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch inside gets away from the catcher, Russ Nixon. Two balls, two strikes on Kubek. The right-hander's 2-2 pitch swung on, lined at the center for a base hit. Geiger up for the ball, tossing back in. And up comes Roger Maris. Maris is spun on hit the left field. Going back is Jastrzemski, and he makes a one-handed catch in deep left. Two away. Yogi Berra. Hitting 273. Goes too bad. Fast ball. One ball, one strike. swung on to high pop towards second. Schilling is under it, waiting, and makes the catch. Sides retire. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one loss. End of the first inning, Boston nothing, New York nothing. Nothing to report elsewhere in the American League as yet. While in the National League, St. Louis and Philadelphia scoreless end of two innings, Gibson and Ferretti. Cincinnati nothing, Pittsburgh batting in the first inning, Berkey and Gibbons. San Francisco, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, Chicago later. It would appear that Cincinnati may work 0-2 in the opener here and possibly follow with Jay. Jay is here today. With Berkey working today, it would appear that he might be the man to open the first game in Cincinnati.
In the Boston second inning, Frank Malzone grounded out to shortstop. Lou Clinton struck out, and Pete Runnels grounded out to short. In the Yankees second, Johnny Blanchard fly to Clinton. Elston Howard fly to Gary Geiger in center field, and Bill Scourin fanned. In the Red Sox third, Russ Nixon opened up with a single to center field. Humpsy Green then fly to Roger Maris. Tracy Stallard sacrificed Nixon to second. And Frank Schilling popped to Cleet Boyer. In the Yankee third, Cleet Boyer fly to Clinton. Stafford grounded to Humpsy Green. And Richardson grounded out to Schilling. We continue the action in the top of the fourth inning with the Red Sox batting, and the score stands nothing to nothing.
Of course, I'd like to extend my own further thanks to fellows like the old Redhead and Phil Rizzuto. Great guys to work with, and I hope you enjoy them very much. By the way, a special World Phillies column written by Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle will appear in the New York Journal American, Hearst, and other newspapers across the country starting October 1st. In the column, Rod and Mick will discuss the happenings and highlights of each game. Thanks a million to all you lovely people. We'll be going over to TV to finish up today. And again, my sincere thanks to the Scooter and the old Redhead.
Thank you, Mel. It certainly has.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, the Yankees made it so easy by having an exciting season.
Here's Gary Geiger, who was called out on strikes in the first inning. He swings and misses a curveball, strike one.
No score on the top of the fourth. Stafford struck out the first three Red Sox. At his face, there's a ground ball hit in front of the plate. Howard up with it. Throws to Scarron for the out. Boy, that Howard pounced out there in a hurry. One away, and Carl Yastrzemski, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Deck Frank Malzone. Wind up by Stafford. The fastball outside. Ball one. One nothing curve is in there. Strike one. One and one. Stensky has been striking out quite a bit here of late. It looks like he's changed his stance. At the beginning of the year, he used to hit everything to left field, left center, and center. He's pulling more now, but also missing more pitches. It's a high foul out of play in the upper deck. One ball, two strikes. Fastball is outside. 2-2. 2-2 pitch. Outside ball three, 3-2. Full count now on Yastrzemski.
Ready for the payoff stage.
And then time is called.
Late umpire, Bill Kinnaman, calling time, waiting for Yastrzemski to get set.
Now we're ready for the payoff stage. There it is. It's a curve, and it's over. Strike three called. That's 5 strikeouts for young Bill Stafford. And it brings up Frank Malzone, who bounced to the shortstop in the second inning. On deck, Lou Clinton. Stafford's fastball is low, ball one. Richardson at second base under it, and Bobby takes it for the out. It was right off the end of the bat. Red Sox go down in order in the top of the fourth, nothing across. At the end of 3.5, it's Boston nothing and the Yankees nothing. Tony Kubek to lead off for the Yankees. Tony single to center field in the first inning has the Yankees lone hit off Tracy Salas, the big right-hander. And on deck, Roger Maris. Lined up, the pitch to Kubek is a swing and a miss, strike one. Ballard comes back with a curve, swung and a miss, strike two. Nothing in two to Tony. They were both low-breaking curve balls, down and in, below the knees.
Pitch. Another curve low inside. One ball, 2 strikes. Right now, let's pause for station identification.
Good Sound Broadcasting for 1961. Your Yankee Baseball Station. The time, 18 minutes before 3 p.m.
Strike count on Kubek leading off here in the bottom of the fourth. Score is 4 game. Curve is low and the count is even at 2-2.
Strike three call. The curveball caught the outside part of the plate. Second strike out to Salad, and here comes Roger Maris. Last time up, Roger hit the deep to left field. It crossed everybody up, including Yastrzemski, who made a fine catch. He was so surprised, Maris hitting the ball to left. Then he got a handful of people sitting out in left field, but in right field, man, it is mobbed out there. And they're standing up, waiting to see if Maris is going to hit number 61. Here's the windup. The pitch to Roger, way outside, ball one. And the fans are starting to boo. Maris only has, including this time, 3 times at bat. And unless the Yankees get a rally, that's all he'll have to try and get number 61 on the year. The windup, the pitch, low, ball two. That one was in the dirt. And the boos get louder. 2 balls, no strikes on Roger Maris. Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep to right. Fastball hit deep to right. Thank you. for Ron Tavares. 61 home runs, and this is fighting for that ball. People are climbing over each other's back. And they want Tavares to come out and take a foul. He does.
Thank you. Boston. Well, as wildly excited as tremendously happy crowd is a Legion collector of South Pitcher. Home run 61. It has never happened before in the history of the Major League. In a regular season. And I don't think it makes any difference how you want to put it in the scorebook. He has hit 61 in a pennant race. And to go a little deeper as far as his ability to hit it is concerned, he hit 62. He hit one down at Baltimore, and so the game got rained out because of the official first up with five shots. But he also hit it in there. A lot of those things. That's just how he looks like, too. And, Texas Dan Daniels. And he says that Ruth did not have a home run in 27, walked off, not even a single. So as far as the ability to swing a bat and make a ball jump, Maris took 62 away. Wooden swings a little outside the way of his fans, and a six strikeouts for Stafford. Getting this kind of tune-up. And, you know, the two starting pitchers in the first game from Cincinnati are here, seeing for themselves, the two and Jay, and the pitching coach, Jim Turner, and the captain, Johnson. Two batters hit the first pitch at the half outside of the left field. Mr. Lopez, who just got out there, has to move in and make the catch. They started attacking Mr. Rizzuto and his batsman for the baseball home run. We neglected to consume that Lopez. We chased Yogi. So Mr. Barra has been tuned. He's a money man. You know the difference between the winning and the losing shares, and we'll show you when. Also, with Mickey Mantle not recovering, that's the link of the coach. And it's a 50-50 possibility he might not be able to play when he was controlled to Lopez to get as much fine tuning as possible.
Put out there in the sun. Well, six in the catcher, singles, one hit off of Stafford in the third inning. He's up now and fouls the pitch back. Strike one. The bulletin on the scoreboard. Maris, 61 homers. Break Ruth's 1927 record for a season. Mixon, left-hand batter, fouls the change of pitch back. Strike two. Oakley, coaching down at third. Billy Herman, the regular third base coach, was excused. Stopped driving home to Florida. He left yesterday morning. Old Kickapoo, Rudy York, coaching down at first. It was 1-0. Roger Maris. Low outside, ball one. The thing I enjoyed about the home run, of course, them. The great enjoyment. Bouquet got him out. There's a curve for a call strike on the inside on the hand. Friday night. And Paul got him out yesterday. Pitch outside for ball three. Green one. Outside ball four, green walk. If he had swung at four of the pitches, he'd have had to step on the plate, and if he'd swung at the other, he'd have had to hit it off of his feet. So, base on ball given up by Stafford. And here's Solid coming up to the plate, and is getting a hand from the fan. He probably... got it made. No balls, one strike. Stafford set, runners at first and third, deliver, the curve swung on, trickle foul, and it is strike two. One to nothing. Maris is 61st. Sums it up. Stafford wants to work with another batter. I think he had something else in mind, too, because he stood out there on the mound a long time. He's got two strikes on this pitcher. And then he wants another ball, and he's walking around rubbing it now. And he's letting Solid stand up there and think a little bit. Now Stafford is ready. Delivers an inside curve. Close to the hand. Ball one. One and two. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch. Curve, low outside. Ball two. The count is the same as Stafford's number. 2-2. Looks like Bill's got a pretty hot number for a pitch to happen. And Howard's got a pretty good one for a catcher. 3-2. The 2-2 pitch. A curve, pawn and miss. That's done him in. That's all for the bid. Seventh strikeout to Stafford. Nobody's throwing in the Yankee bullpen, so he may go another inning. Of course, they've got time to get somebody ready if they want to change. No runs, one hit, two left. And Sal Durante, 19 years old of Coney Island, caught the 61st home run, and he's entitled to $5,000 and two free trips to the Pacific Coast, and I don't know what else. And now the score at the end of 4.5, New York 1 and Boston up. Elston Howard, first up now in the last of the fifth inning. And he's got a fine average, 348. Well, I can do a little rooting for him the year he's had. I'd love to see him pick up a couple of hits and have that shiny round 350 mark. He's been in the slump this week, but he sure wasn't when the ball's up was run for that center. Swings above a sinker. Change of pace, is good downer. One ball, two strikes. Out at a long fly ball to center in the second inning. One and two. Low outside, ball two. When Durante caught the ball, there's no questions about who had it, but it was there. He ran tearing back up the ramp. I guess he took the witnesses with him, or some went with him, I don't know, but I was talking with some of the fellows in the press room before the game, and I said, well, if I were out there and I caught it, I don't know what I'd do. I'd run right out on the playing field, make no mistake about who's got it and where it is. As a down ball hit the short, pumps the green up with it, and Howard is out. Ronald's leaning in, one-handed. One up, one away. Back to the fifth.
I left the microphone. It looks like he's going to come right up here with Engineer Cooper and the old trapper, but it fell just short. We'll conclude the sentence occurs, foul back, strike two. I'm not Ken Rizzuto. He tries to catch him, because I guess after all these years of flying, that's an instinct. Cassette is a tough man to get a baseball from, but if I really need it, I think I'll take my chances on Frank rather than trying to catch one up here. Two balls, two strikes. This is another way of getting a baseball, you know. I often wonder why people in the stands who are fighting for them, you know, you can go buy one. Yeah, lots of them in the store. Curve, low outside, lots of them in the store. Curve, low outside, ball three. But of course, that's not a baseball like the one you get at the ballpark. Three balls, two strikes, one out, last to the set. 1-0 ball game on Norris's 61st. Bill goes after a curve, fouls it in the ground. Still 3-2. Bill Kinnaman, one of the new crop of umpires in the American League, has the duty back at the plate today, on Saturday. Established umpire down at first, same for Hornacek at second. And a brand shiny new umpire, Al Salerno. This is his second series. They brought him in from the Pacific Coast League. He's down at third. Worked this week. There's another curve fouled in for base. Still 3-2. Two balls, two strikes. Right-handed delivers and Sharon strikes out. That appeared to be a slider around the knee. That's the third strikeout for the Red Sox infield. Is old pistol Pete Runnels at first, the amazing young rookie second baseman. Red Sox are just delighted with him. Chuck Schilling, shortstop is Punter Green, and the third baseman is by now the veteran on the ball side, I'd say, Frank Malzone. Out in left field, another fine rookie, learned the strike zone the latter half of the season. Paul Yastrzemski also started pulling. Started out as a dead left field hitter. Center fielder Gary Geiger, right fielder Luke Fenton. With it for you. Six, fast four, high inside. Ball one. Fenton leaning against the right field stands. Chuck Boyer's bid for a home run in the third inning. Curve inside, and it is ball two. 2-0. Pitching, mixing, catching. Right on the deal. Low inside, ball three. Nixon holds the ball a little bit on Kinnaman. Now Nixon's turning around to visit with him. Nothing pitch in there for the strike. There's a very close working affinity between the plate umpire and the catcher. Plate umpire will take a lot more from the catcher than he will from anybody else. So that's all. An umpire will tell you that a catcher's in the best position to see where that pitch is than anybody. As pitch high inside, ball four. So Boyer walks. Well, they've just brought in Sal Durante, all his own on the TV side, with Mel Allen. They got the baseball, and they got two special police officers going around with it. It's sharing a lot of money, isn't it? And also, they ought to be setting the authenticity of that little agate. He's under surveillance now. Well, here's Bill Stafford, his 12th hit. Swing to the curve. Does not get 13. That's strike one. Boyer first on the walk. Two out. One pitch, curve low outside, ball one. In addition to the two special police officers, there are two other gentlemen. There are four, along with Durante, the cut number 61. The fastball swung on him at strike two. Now, I don't know for sure whether he caught it. My eyes are not that good. He got it. And the people around him out there on the beaches, there was no question about the ball. I heard some people say that there had to be a very close surveillance on the authenticity of the ball, because they wouldn't have been surprised at what there might have been a few fans out there with a ball already in their pocket. One ball, two strikes. Salah delivers, and it's a high curve. Ball two. Two and two. Six. Low outside, ball three. 3-2. Two, an automatic run and hit. Boyer down at first. Strike three. Struck him out with a slider. He landed down in there. Four strikeouts for him. 10-5. The total is one run. Maris is 61st. Two hits. No errors for New York. For Boston, no runs. Two hits and no errors. And we'll just pause for station identification.
The time, 9 minutes past 3 p.m. Here at Yankee
Bob Fischel, director of public relations for the Yankees, is over here. Bob, the story, of course, is number 61, and there are a lot of case-hardened fellows who've seen a lot of ball games over there where you work in the press box. What was the reaction over there?
They stood up and applauded, and I've never seen that before, including myself with tears in my eyes, I got to admit. I got a little emotional over it, I really did.
I think everybody did, didn't
they? Very, very exciting thing, and I must say that Roger reacted wonderfully, I thought, and so he came up in the step, and he was much more relaxed than he was the day he hit the sixth year, didn't he?
I would think so. Yeah, he saw that 2-0 pitch coming, and he
certainly did, didn't he? 2-0 pitch. Nobody will ever forget this day, I don't think.
Well, here's the boy that got the ball. I imagine he's excited, too, huh?
Yeah, his name is, I'm not even sure of his name now.
I think it's Sal Durante. Wait just a second, officer. Is this Sal Durante?
Yes, sir.
And you got the ball?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So you're going to get $5,000. You're going to Pacific Coast Flyers. You're going to see the Seattle World Fair. Are you excited, too?
Very excited.
Well, now, let's get a report. Did you catch it cleanly?
Yes, sir.
Did you get jostled for possession of it?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
He said pretty bad, I know, because you could see it. I mean, of course, if you'd been out there, right, you wouldn't have won the ball, would you, friend? Well, let's go along with the ball game. Here is Schilling hitting a drive out into left field on a short hop taken by Lopez for a long single. Chuck Schilling puts the tying run on. Caput is going six, apparently. Ford went six Friday night. Terry went six yesterday. And this is inning six now. Caput is out there. This is the top of the order. Here's Gary Geiger, the center fielder, 0 for 2. 1-0 in favor of the Yankees. Bob Fischel, the pretty cool customer, he's still all shook up about that home run. And when you get the baseball writers to stand up and applaud, boys, you've do it. So they say these things all the time. I think the one writer over there who's got the most background on all of this, though, is Dan Daniel, who's the dean, who was writing when Babe Ruth was going. That foul tip stung Howard's hand, and they held time, let him lob the ball back and forth with Caput. Elton's all right. By the way, Richardson, you remember, had to leave the game the ninth inning yesterday when he was split into. He was not cut, but he's got a little bruise there underneath the ankle.
and more of an abrasion than a cut. They didn't have to take a stitch. But he'll be all right. He's playing today. That's curved in for a ball, second strike. One ball, two strikes. Geiger, left-hand hitter. Sal Durante in that fabulous baseball. He's been photographed now. Photographers are spawned around. There's some... there's a ground ball down to first to Bob Hale who just went in. I didn't see him. He's up there back to first. Not in time for the double play. Hale takes a showering. There's a bang-bang call at second, but Geiger is fast. The left-hand hitter. So it's the fourth play down at second base. Hale now at first. He's two back. And Geiger on by an eyelash to the fourth out. But this last game, we better look around and see how they have changed anymore. It's Hale at first. Richardson at second. Two back at short. Boy at third. Lopez in left field. Myers is out to center. We have another at bat or two. Right fielder is Blanchard. Howard back to the plate. Okay. But we better get our minds off at 61st. So that's already in the bank now. And get back to what we're supposed to do out here. Play by play. One ball, no strike. The hitter is Carl Yastrzemski. He's been up twice and Tappet is standing both times. One swinging, second time looking. He swings and there's a high drive out into right center. Blanchard goes over almost in front of the bullpen. Couple steps in front of the fence, makes the catch. And we have two outs. And the bounty, Mr. Malzone. Cocky-ish third baseman. Up kept in the shadows of the stadium and signed with the Red Sox and has cast a long shadow at Fenway Park. One nothing favor the Yankees. Norris did it. Tap it delivered. Geiger's a run on the 52nd. There's Howard, and Howard can't throw. Geiger got a good jump, and in addition, Tappet came down with a slow, low outside curveball. Howard had to go down to his right, and by the time Elston came up with it, he says, well, there's no reason to throw it on there just to test my arm. I know I can throw that ball. Goes to stolen base. Pitch is the curve swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Marich, shielding his eyes with his glove. Settles under it, takes it. That's the third out, so the stolen base is wasted. No run, one hit. Maris goes at third, and the score in the end of 5.5 is Maris 1 and Boston none. Bobby Richardson is first up. Jackie Farrell has just alerted me to something and all the excitement I've forgotten. Now it's his home run. Now it's his home run. It's a run batted in, which gives him 142. Baltimore finished its season yesterday. And so now it's the new run batted in champion. A little excitement behind us with the foul ball that went up. We were working on the mezzanine, and a gentleman leaning out over in our box tried to catch it and fell in. Well, they're helping him out again.
There's a high foul ball up on first base. Pete Reynolds is under it. He's got it, and we have one out. And Kubek steps in, and Marich is going to still in the dugout. He hasn't come out to the on-deck section yet. So, Roger Maris is not only the home run leader, which he has been established, but he is now the run batted in man with 142. Jim Gentile had finished his season yesterday with Baltimore. They're not playing today. So, again, congratulations to Roger. Hits low inside to the knees and his ball one. Swung on and missed. Change of pace. Strike one. One and a half. Dallas pitches and Kubek bunts up to a third. It's a fair ball. Malzahn grabs his toes. And he beats it out for a base hit. It gives Connor 2-3. Beautiful bunt out here in Paris. Tony, his two hits today give him a round figure of a total of 170. Richardson has 173. So Maris, the RBI man in the American League, he's won it with 142. Gentile finished his season yesterday. Colavito has 139. And he's playing today, of course, Detroit at Minnesota. Here's Rogers swinging the curve off of his hands and fouling it into the dirt. Cepeda and the Giants has 142, and they're playing in Milwaukee. But Colavito, to take it away from Roger, would have to bat in at least a 3-3 and then 4 to pass it as it stands now. All right, one strike to Roger. One down, runner at first. Dallas deals, and Maris hits to the curve and grounds it foul back at first base. Strike two. Nice. All sorts of excitement today. First time I ever had a fan fall on a radio box. Roger set. Pitches low inside. A change of pace. Ball one. Fellas, so pitch and join. And, of course, I want to see him throw anything but big fat strike. Roger, beautiful poise with that balanced stance. The pitch is a curve high outside, ball two. Two and two. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Big crowd out here, and they're drawn by Maris. Two two pitch. Curve high outside, now it is 3-2. Don't pay attention to the fans going, because they are. And Salad is out there pitching Roger Beautifin. Well, he's a professional pitcher. Roger's the one that's going to get something for hitting the home runs this one. I mean, it's the pitchers or not. The 3-2 pitch. Oh, only missed. He struck him out. He threw a sharp curve in there. And I'd have to say that after being roughed up for the 61st home run in the fourth inning, people are going to remember his name, and that you'll get some satisfaction by pitching to him and fanning him the next time. I guess Maris can afford it. Won't take away any of his TV appearances, other emoluments and prestigious that. Gonna follow. 61st home run made a lot of money to him. Somebody can write a variation of that old song. Used to be the man that broke the bank at Monte Carlo. Nacho Lopez, up for his first at bat today. Takes it to time, third ball one. It's all right-handed, delivers the curve, swung on, fouled in the lower stand, back at first, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Up on the scoreboard, football bulletin, second quarter, Redskins 21, Giants 14. Two down, last of the six. Young right-hander delivers. Lopez swings. There's a fly ball back in the right field. Stepping is under it at the edge of the grass in the track. And that's the last of the sixth inning. No runs, one hit. End of six, one run. Harris is 61st. Three hits, no errors for New York. And he did no runs, three hits, no errors for Boston. And it's with manager House is coming up now to control the play down Park Kinnaman. Apparently about some more changes.
In the seventh inning, Hal Renneff now pitching for the Yankees. Hector Lopez moved from left field to right. Johnny Blanchard took over as catcher. Jack Reed now playing left field. And Bob Hale replaced Moose Garron at first. In the Red Sox seventh, Clinton grounded to Kubek. Cardinals fan and Nixon fight to right field. The Yankees seventh, Don Geely now playing first base for Boston. Johnny Blanchard first up, grounded to Geely on assistant. Reed got bustable. Hill singled Reed third base. Porter then popped to filling, no miss by either one. John Tresh batting for Renneff popped to Green. Going into the top eight, the score is still 1-0 in favor of New York.
Particular man, I guess you'd have to pick a Royal. He's pitching to Pumpsy Green, who takes a strike on the outside corner. Pumpsy fly to center and walk. Pitch outside, 1-1. Louis Screwball swung it and missed, strike two. One ball, two strike pitch. Strike three, swinging. Got him on the Scroogey. First strikeout for Arroyo. Renneff had one and Stafford seven. That's nine strikeouts for the Yankee pitchers in this ball game. And it looks like Jackie Jensen's coming up to pinch hit. That's who it is. Jackie Jensen will be batting for Tracy Stallard. Jackie has not played in this series. First time we've had an opportunity to see Jensen. He's batting .264, has 21 doubles, 2 triples, 13 homers, and 66 runs batted in. And we hope that Jackie does not have another notion to retire from baseball as he did last year and threatened to do once or twice this year. Pitch to Jensen is low, ball one. Jackie's had some great years for the Red Sox. He was the most valuable player one year. One out, nobody on. The Yankees lead 1-0 in the top of the eighth. Screwball popped in the air. The shortstop, Tony Kubek, waving. He's under it and takes it in short left field for the second out. That's two away. that'll bring up Chuck Schilling. Struck out, pops a third and singled. Now Arroyo's taking a full windup. The screwball is in there. Strike one call. Another Scrooge hit up the middle. Kubek to his left, though, is up with it. Throws him in back a second in time for the out. So Arroyo sets the Red Sox down in order in the top of the eighth, nothing across. At the end of seven and a half, it's still the Yankees one and the Red Sox nothing. Chet Nichols, the left-hander, is coming on for the Red Sox as we get ready to go in the bottom of the eighth inning. And for the Yankees, it'll be Richardson, Kubek, and Maris. Nichols is making his 26th appearance of the year. He's won three and lost two. He's 6'1 and a half, 170 pounds from Lincoln, Rhode Island. Bobby Richardson will be leading off against the left-hander, has bunted back to the box and thrown out, bounced to second, and popped to first base. Nobody's leaving this ballpark, not only for the fact that it's a 1-0 ball game, but Roger Maris gets a turn to bat this inning. There's a ball foul back in the upper deck and out of play. And you should have seen that scramble for home run number 61 out in right field. The youngster who caught it is a celebrity overnight. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Clinton going over to his left, under it, and makes the catch. Well hit ball down the right field for Richardson. Brings up Tony Kubek. Single to center, called out on strikes and beat out a bunt. Tony now has 170 base hits, but Richardson with 173 is the top hitman on the Yankees this year. Mantle is third with 163. And the noise for Roger Maris is coming out on deck. Tony bunted at that ball and fouled it back, strike one. Curve is high, one and one. Maris's homer was the 240th hit by the Yankees this year, which breaks their record, which is an all-time major league record for a season. 1-1 curve is high, ball two, 2-1. Two, 2-1 pitch is swung at a miss, strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Yankees one, Red Sox nothing in the bottom of the eighth. Here's a 2-2 pitch, a ground ball to the right side. Digging in at the plate. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Outside, ball two. He's thrown him three straight curveballs. Two-one pitch popped in the air. Short right field, Chuck Schilling, the second baseman, moves under it and takes it. For Roger Maris, pops to second base. For the Yankees, nothing across in the bottom of the eighth, and at the end of eight, it's New York one and the Red Sox nothing. Our final look at the scoreboard for the 1961 season. The American League, Kansas City 2, Senators 1 at the end of an inning and a half. Austin against Bass. Jerry Lumpy homing in the first with one on. Detroit scored 5 runs in the top of the first. Minnesota batting. Four attack for Detroit. Shrove started. Ramos came on in the first. Cleveland at L.A. has not started. The only game scheduled. In the National League, the Cardinals shut out the Phillies 2-0. Gibson the winner, Perez the loser. Flood homing in the seventh. Pirates lead Cincinnati 3-1 at the end of 7.5. Hook is in there now for Cincinnati. Gibbon for Pittsburgh. Giants lead Milwaukee 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Odell against Burdett. And the Dodgers lead the Cubs 3-0 at the end of 4. Williams for L.A. Caldwell started. Anderson in the fourth. Right now, let's pause for station identification.
Good Sound Broadcasting for 1961, and 1 minute before 4 p.m.
It brings up Yastrzemski, who's 0 for 3, struck out twice, fly deep to right. Yastrzemski is a line drive base hit to right field. Lopez up with it on one hop, and Yastrzemski gets a single. That's the fourth hit for the Red Sox. It brings up Frank Malzone, bounce to short, hop to second, fly to center. A pop-up to short center. Maris is moving under it. And Roger takes it. Two away. And it'll bring up Lou Clinton. Struck out twice, bounced to short. By Lewis. Mr. Clinton is right at Richardson. Bobby has it. Flips to Kubek for the out, and the ball game is over, and the season is over. Nothing across for the Red Sox in the top of the ninth, and the Yankees win it 1-0 on the strength of Roger Maris' 61st homer of the year. So here are the totals in the final ball game of the year. For the Yankees, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors, 5 men left. For the Red Sox, no runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 4 men left. The winning pitcher, Bill Stafford, who has won 14, lost 9. The loser, Tracy Stallard, who has won 2 and lost 7. But Stallard will long be remembered in the record book as having been the pitcher that threw the 61st home run ball to Roger Maris. And no discredit to young Tracy Stallard. He pitched a fine ball game, and he threw Maris' best pitches. He's a fastball pitcher, and he tried to overpower Maris, but Roger got one to his liking and drilled it deep in the right field seat. A mad scramble ensued for the ball. The youngster that got it is famous overnight. He will collect at least $6,000 in cash and a trip to the Seattle World's Fair and back. It was a thrilling end to a thrilling season. The fans loved it. They gave Maris such applause that Roger had to come out and take 3 or 4 bows. It was a great ball game. And Roger Maris was, again, the outstanding offensive star with his 61st homer in the fourth inning. So that's the story of the last ball game of the year, fans.